Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
When you go into a new salon or a manicure salon, do you look around? Do you check out the people, the equipment, what it looks like? Sometimes, do you get that little hesitation? I'm not sure if this place is clean enough for me. Well, today, my guest is Patricia Yankee. She's an international celebrity nail designer. Welcome to the show, Patricia. So, nail salons, I bet as an international celebrity nail designer, you have seen it all. But we all sort of take a little pause when we go into a new place and look around and say, where's that equipment? So tell us what we should be looking for before we get a manicure.
One of the first things you should look for is just to make sure the general environment is clean, that, you know, the tables look clean. You don't see any, like, pieces of nail clippings or anything on the floor or anything like that. You just want to make sure the general environment is clean. And a good thing to look for is if they use separate files or separate nail kits for every new client, because that's really important. If they're using files I knew that they used on the previous client, it's almost like you sharing a toothbrush with somebody, which is kind of really nasty. So you want to make sure that they have separate implements for you, that they're using proper sanitation for their tools and disinfecting them in the proper manner. You know, just take a look around and see how they're cleaning their tools and what kind of things they're using. And you are, you know, it's your right to ask them how they're cleaning these items, like the tools, and if they get fresh files for each client. It's your right to ask them that.
Well, when they use files, are they using emery boards? Is that why we're looking at new ones? Because sometimes they take a file out of some liquid, or the files are sitting out. They don't seem to be just like, you know, the sandpaper ones, the old emery boards. So how would they have a new one for each client?
Well, that's kind of like a lot of states are like conforming to this rule that you have to have like separate files and disposable ones for each client. There's a few states in the United States left that still can use files like that that are disinfectable, but there are very few files that are disinfectable. So it's the best bet is to have them pull out a clean set of files for you when you come in. And most states now, and a lot of salons are doing this procedure.
That
and I mean,
is
they
awesome
buy like a disposable
advice.
One that they can just, it's like a one-time use thing.
That's awesome advice. Now, what about sanitizing equipment that is reusable? You know, we all see the little jar with all the equipment in there, especially like the cuticle pusher thing or the clippers or any of those things. They're sitting in a little bath there. And what is that? Is that just alcohol? Do we check it, sniff it? What do we do?
That is usually a barbicide. It's supposed to be a hospital grade disinfectant, but a really great clue to look for is if it's sitting at the table, at the desk, it's not being sanitized properly. That's your main clue, because in order to properly sanitize and disinfect those kind of tools, cuticle pushers, nippers, they have to be washed under running water first, and soap and water, and then place in the system. And then when it comes out, it needs to be rinsed off so that chemical doesn't go directly in contact with your skin that can cause allergic reactions. So if it's sitting at a table, it's 99.99% of the time it's not getting washed prior to being put in this liquid. It's contaminating the liquid because all your clippings and dead pieces of skin are going into the solution and breaking it down, and it's not being washed off. So if it's at a desk where you can see it being stuck in there, that's, some people think that's a good thing, but really it's even worse because the liquid is highly contaminated at that point and the tools aren't being cleaned first, which they have to be washed under running water with soap prior.
And what about cutting cuticles? Are we still doing that? I mean, I've always done that since I was 16, and I met one manicurist who said stop doing that. But I've gone to a few these days, you know, and these little ladies, they just go ahead and they clip your cuticles off. So what are we doing about that?
That is actually against the law in most of the states.
Why?
It's considered a surgical procedure whenever you cut skin.
You are kidding me.
No. That's what it is. And if you think about it, when you get cut, like if you get a cut or anything, your body naturally produces thicker, harder skin to replace that cut and to protect it. The same thing happens with your cuticles. The more you cut them, the thicker and harder they're going to get because you're cutting off that skin and your body will naturally heal that with like a more callous type of skin.
Wow, that's absolutely fascinating that it's considered surgery. Now, we also hear about MMAs in, you know, an ingredient in the acrylic system. What is MMAs, and should we be looking at labels of our polish and such?
No, that's basically in the acrylic liquid. It's methyl methacrylate. It was used originally in dental acrylics, which is how the whole acrylic procedure started. Like, a dental acrylic transformed over to nails. But that ingredient that was still in the dental acrylic, it was found that it caused a lot of allergic reactions, possible kidney and liver damage. It's a really, really strong smell. It's very, very hard, like substance. So if you hit your nail on something, it'll crack your own nail underneath it. And plus, it's really difficult to remove. So it's been banned by the FDA, but there still are a lot of salons that use that because it's a very inexpensive product compared to a professional grade. Like, just for example, a liquid, acrylic liquid for containing MMA could cost around $25 as opposed to a professional grade acrylic liquid that could be close to like $200. So that's a difference. Wow. That's why they could charge really inexpensive for the services. So if the services are really, really cheap, like $15 for a full set, $20 for a full set, that's a clue that that product is being used in that salon.
Wow. So if you're getting those cheap manicures at a cheap salon, they could be using this bad product.
Right. It's mainly with the acrylic services you have to look out for.
Yeah, just with the acrylic services. Now, what about pedicure stations? Because sometimes I do a double take, you know, at some really nice ones, Elizabeth Arden or whatever, you go into those and those things look shiny and spotless, but you go into some other places and you're not quite sure you want to put your feet in there.
Right. A lot of them are, they contain pipes. They have upgraded a lot of the pedicure stations so that they are pipeless. So those are much safer. But the ones with pipes, unless a disinfectant system is run through the whole system after each pedicure, all your same thing, dead skin and everything gets trapped in the filters of those pipes. And then when they fill it back up for the next client and turn on the jets, everything comes back into your water.
You're just grossing me out here.
I know. A lot of places, like, you can bring, like, a safe thing to do if you're in question is to bring, like, a garbage bag. You can always line it. A lot of the clients that I know are taking garbage bags to salons like that so they can just line the pedicure tub so they know that it's
clean. Oh, some of these little ladies are going to look at you sideways if you walk in with a garbage bag and say,
I want to line
your pedicure bath because it's got a piping system.
I mean, the higher-end ones, they are probably upgraded to the pipeless things, but that's another thing you really have to look out for, and maybe ask them just to run some disinfectant through it before you sit down if you can.
Okay, so you can ask, and I think that's one of the main messages here, is to ask. So how do you ensure that the place you're getting your nails done is up to code, is safe, and how do you use that language? We only have a minute left.
Okay.
But give us, you know, your best advice for how, Patricia, we would ask the people, are you up to code, are you licensed, is it clean, what's the terminology we say, to not insult them?
Yeah, you could just ask, tell them that you're... A best thing to do would be to say that you're a little bit concerned about your health. You know, even if you're telling a little fib, say I'm highly allergic to certain things, so I just want to make sure that I have clean implements used on me and fresh files, and that the pedicure stations are pipeless so that I can make sure that nothing will, you know, try to affect me and come to compromise my health. I mean, that's what I would say, just to say that you're, like, highly allergic to things and you're concerned about your own health. That way it won't offend them and they can give you a good idea. And if you're in question about anything, you can always, like, check with the State Department of your states, too, because they have a record of who is compliant with a lot of the laws.
And where can we find out more about you, Patricia?
At my website. It's www.patriciayankee.com.
PatriciaYankee.com. Don't you love her last name? Isn't that so much fun to say? So you can go to PatriciaYankee.com and learn all kinds of great information. That's what we're talking about here at Radio MD. If you missed any of it, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. Yes, we're talking about nail and manicure safety, but then we can switch and talk about cardiomyopathy next. You never know what to expect on Melanie Cole's Health Radio Show. Stay well.